at first, you know, when you come into anything, especially at this point in the season, it's different. I mean, because it's more game plan. You usually have your base stuff, and then you start making variations of it. So it's trying to learn the variations and trying to learn the base at the same time. So it was definitely not easy, but the coaching staff have been tremendous in helping me. It's more conceptual, so you even if you don't know exactly, you know, the technique that the coach wants, but you can conceptualize and know where everybody's supposed to be and try to, as long as you get to that spot, you know, it usually helps. So it definitely been beneficial.
That means absolutely nothing to me. I think that's a big thing played out in the media for whatever reason. You don't focus on what type of dirty player or all I focus on is how the guy plays football and what's going to help me get the job done. I don't care all that other stuff. I can care less about.
The game's kind of slowed down per se. I mean, coming out of college, everybody says the big difference is the speed of the game. And I think the game's kind of slowed down for me. And I think I've made an impact the past couple weeks.
I think if the ball's in the air, then I have the ability to make the play, regardless of who's on me. Nick's done a heck of a job this year putting me and the rest of my teammates in positions to be successful by where he places the ball, and I think that's kind of the big thing.
Yeah, I don't really think that's who he is as a person. Sometimes when you're in the moment in the game, his aggression may get to him, I guess. I don't know what those situations. It's not the Sue I know, and it's not how I judge him. So it's just kind of, I knew Sue from college and going to class with him and everything. So he's a good guy, and I like him.